So the Undertakers Association wrote to me about 3 weeks ago requesting a meeting. They met with the Chief Executive Officer of North Central RHA, because that is the RHA that is carrying almost all of the COVID-19 patients. They had a meeting. The minutes of that meeting, which came to me, showed that they came up with protocols to deal with disposal of bodies, or burial or cremation, depending on the particular aspects of religious identity. So, for example, Christians do a combination of cremation and burying. We have the protocols there. The Hindu faith deal exclusively with cremation, but on a pyre, by a riverside. So we have come up with the protocols for that. And the Muslim community, as you know, they rely solely on burial. So I got the minutes of that meeting. So those protocols are being put in place, and now the CMO can give you the technical details.
Yeah, so the protocols that are put in place are based heavily on WHO's policy as it relates to disposal of human remains in this particular instance. And our process basically is adopted from WHO. We did have consultation with the various religious groups as well to refine it a little bit to our sector, just to make sure we are culturally sensitive as well. But the basis on which we base our process is that the deceased body can spread COVID-19, and there must be limited, if not no, little or no contact with another individual unless they are wearing the appropriate PPE, so that we limit spread of the virus, not only from the living, from the deceased person as well. So in terms of your first question about the families being allowed custody, the bodies will usually go from, in these cases, will go from the hospital to the funeral home, and then directly to the gravesite or the crematorium. There's no home visits, there's no church visits, there's no visits to a place of worship in these cases.
I just want to remind the population, because Mr. Bihari, you raise a very important issue. One of the reasons for the initial epidemic spread of Ebola when it first happened was because people at that time didn't understand that handling the body, the virus was still alive. And in Africa, you have rituals which demand that the family actually wash the body themselves. And that caused an explosion in the cases of Ebola. So we must learn from that experience and apply similar protocols to COVID, because as the chief medical officer said, it is still possible that when you have a deceased person, you can still have infection.